business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions. Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Welcome to episode 2 of Not a Real Job, a podcast for small business owners and entrepreneurs to learn about online marketing, social media, their website, basically how you can be using all these cool online tools to help your business, your organization, and all those fun things. I am Joel Kelly, and I do social media strategy for travel and tourism brands from Nova Scotia.
And I am Chris Van Patten, and I make websites and web apps and all sorts of web goodies from New York City.
Well, there you go. So here we are. Yeah. So today, I think we've got a really fun topic to consider. I think this all kind of comes back to making this show really, really useful for you. I mean, every episode, I think the goal is that you'll be able to take something away that you can actually apply in your business or, you know, whatever you're doing. We should be able to give you lots of real useful advice. So I think today is going to be great for that. Maybe, Chris, before we get into the advice section, do we want to talk to people about how we've been building the show? Maybe like the tools that we've used to get everything set up?
Sure. We're a podcast, so we need a website. And for that website, you know, the sort of the base of our operations, we're using WordPress, which is pretty standard. I specialize in WordPress, so it's sort of a natural, logical fit. But we do have this interesting component where we have a membership element. And to do that, we're using WPMU's membership plugin. It's just called membership, really easy to find. But it's just a powerful way for us to, you know, show certain content to our registered users and different content if you're not registered and that sort of thing. So that's sort of the basis of the website. In terms of the podcast, I think we're, you know, Skype, obviously, to talk back and forth because we're in different countries. And then we're having some fun with other services. Like our intro was done using Fiverr to get the intro voiceover. And Joel, you got the music on Audio Jungle. Is that correct?
That is correct. So there's two ways of doing things on Audio Jungle. It's super simple. You just search for the type of music you're looking for. So I search for like some kind of indie styled, energetic music, and I think we both kind of agreed pretty quickly that it was the right kind of tone we wanted to set for the show. We paid the more expensive licensing. So you can usually get music for like $15. I mean, it depends on whatever the person wants to sell it for. But we're paying for the more expensive one because we are charging for our podcast. So to get the license for that was $75, but we get to use it, you know, forever, and we can charge money for it. So, but I think that's still pretty reasonable for a great piece of music. It came with like 4 audio files, like just different loops for it. So that was pretty awesome. And I think, you know, we went from we need music to having music in like an hour.
Yeah. And then the same for the voiceover. You know, I love Fiverr so much for doing voiceovers and little gigs like this. You know, we wrote up what we wanted it to say. And then it was just a question of, you know, sending that to somebody. And we actually tried a few people before we settled on our current voiceover person. I'm using her for another podcast that I'm doing. And it just, she has such a great voice, and it was the perfect fit, especially when we put it to the audio or put it to the music. It just sounds so good.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it sounds so credible.
Yeah, it makes us sound much more professional than we actually are.
Absolutely. Which, I mean, what a good tip, I guess. You know, whatever you're doing with your business, I mean, presentation is such a huge piece of it. It's not a huge investment to take whatever you're doing from, you know, seeming very, very amateur, no matter how much of an expert you might be in whatever you're doing, but to get it to a place where, you know, anyone can hear it or see it or in any way experience it and realize that, you know, you put some effort into this, and a small monetary investment goes a long way.
Yeah, so small. I mean, $5 and we have professional audio, you know, $75 and we have a professional, you know, a song that we can use anywhere for the rest of forever, basically, you know, promos and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. So definitely, you know, these little tools are out there for, you know, you get a lot for a little. So check
them
out.
Can we say that we'll put the links in the show notes, Chris?
I think we can say that.
All right. I'll put those
in. Awesome. Which you can find at our website, notarealjob.com. And I think what we're going to be doing is we're going to have show notes and things visible so you can sort of see what it is, even if you're signed out. But to actually get the audio, you'll have to sign in. Otherwise, that will be hidden. And that is a good SEO thing. So, you know, people can find us through search as opposed to just getting hit with a login screen the minute they hit our site. But it's also good for you guys because then you can sort of preview what's coming up without having to sign in on your phone or whatever. So Joel, you have this exciting new story to share with us. So why don't you do that, I guess.
All right. Yeah. So today, I mean, the pieces kind of came together in a really great way. Kind of a friend had asked me several weeks ago. He builds, you know, custom furniture. He also does, you know, general contracting. I mean, he can put a door in and, you know, redo your roof, you know, with his team of people. But
so it's very traditional business.
Exactly. Very, very traditional business. Something incredibly real world and, you know, someone, you know, the type of person that you see every day. His problem was, I mean, this all started, like, he was telling me about his business and, like, what he's passionate for, which is really doing custom furniture, doing stuff that the big guys, you know, don't really spend the time on. The other contractors that are pitching on those really big jobs, you know, building a house from scratch, you know, from framing to drywall to roofing. He, you know, he does that sort of thing, but of course his passion is for something far more specialized, far more focused. And he's got a website, a very basic website, but he, you know, we were talking about this. He learned what I kind of was talking more about what I do for work. And he said, yeah, I've got a website, but, you know, it's not like anyone's ever called me or emailed me and said, hey, I was on your website and it sounds great. I want you to do work for me. And of course, my initial question was, well, how are people finding your website? And there wasn't really a satisfactory answer to that. So I figured, okay, well, now we've isolated the problem. He does this great work and he's passionate for it, but no one other than his, you know, friends and, you know, some referrals know what he does and why they should hire him. So I said that I could help. So today we sat down and we started working on building his online presence. So I'll run through, you know, a couple of things that we talked about today, and we're starting very, very basic. He has all these great ideas. He's, you know, he wants to do how-to videos on YouTube. He's wondering if he's supposed to do a blog, but he doesn't have time for anything like that. He's got some ideas for some, you know, some really funny videos that might get his business some attention that are very creative. But what I wanted to focus on with him today was really reeling all that in, because he doesn't have a lot of time to be doing all that stuff, and make it as manageable and as simple and as focused as we could. So I said, we're going to forget about everything right now other than your Facebook page and getting your website fixed up.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely focusing, I think, and something you're alluding to is, you know, it's so easy to get distracted by every different thing out there. So I think definitely just as a broader thing for people to take away right now, focus. Pick one or two channels that you're going to work on. And then as you get good at that, you can keep building up on that.
Absolutely. And what I said, I mean, there's an ideal way of doing things, and then there's the way that we're going to have to do it right now. And that's based on what he has time for and what he has the interest in. A blog and great how-to videos might be, I'm not sure it is, but might be the best thing he could possibly do right now, but he simply doesn't have the time for it. So we're going to forget about that for now. And when it's time for that, it'll be obvious. He'll suddenly have the time and money to invest in it. And that will be the time for right now. We're going to work on what we can manage. So I got him to talk to his girlfriend, luckily enough, is a designer. So she's going to help build him a Squarespace website. I think that's probably the way to go for right now, because what he's really focused on is something he can manage himself. So Squarespace, you know a little bit about that, Chris, I assume?
Yeah, it's a sort of what you see is what you get website builder. And it's focused really tightly. You know, it's not something that I would use, for instance. Having a lot of WordPress experience and web experience, I'd probably get frustrated. I'm almost certain I would be frustrated very quickly.
I think so.
But for the average small business owner, or, you know, if you're just like somebody who wants to start up a blog or something like that with minimum barrier to entry, just super easy, Squarespace is a great way to go. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Squarespace is a paid situation, right?
You are exactly correct.
So, I mean, that's great, because that means that there aren't going to be ads on your site. You know, I think Squarespace, as of late, is really focusing on how they can help small business owners. I think I'm pretty sure there are ways to integrate shopping, you know, online e-commerce stuff, and really cool things like that. So it's definitely an easy way to jump into websites.
Absolutely. And I think, because, you know, it's all month to month too, there's no contract terms for it. You sign up, and if you don't want to pay anymore, then you can just stop. You know, of course, people won't be able to go to your website anymore, but I think that our podcast will probably advocate this thing a lot. I really like paid solutions for things. You know, I like businesses that have a real clear business model versus someone who's trying to make money indirectly by putting advertisements on your website or trying to get you to pay for add-ons later. Squarespace's business model is so obvious. You pay them to host your website and to have access to a great tool to make a website. Perfect. And the investment is minimal.
Yeah, it's so affordable. And there are other options out there. I mean, I know a lot of people use Wix.com, WordPress.com, you can get a paid account for. Any of these options, I think, are good. And like you said, paying for something, you know, it's so much better than scrounging around and trying to find like somewhere to host a free site or, you know, things like that. It's so good to actually put in money, know what you're getting, and have that commitment with a company. And also, like you said, being month to month, if, you know, 6 months or 7 months down the line, business is booming and you're like, you know what, I really have to go in on a full website, something custom designed and custom built for me with these bells and whistles, you can easily at that point say, well, we're going to cancel the Squarespace and migrate over to this new platform. So that sort of flexibility is really nice.
Exactly. I mean, that's something like I talk about a lot. Before we back up a bit and kind of just do some overall, you know, explanation on the marketing for him, I really, really like the idea of waiting until a problem actually presents itself before you start worrying about how you're going to solve it. You know, when he gets to the point where so many people are visiting his website, you know, knocking down the door, basically trying to pay him money, then we can worry about a bigger, fancier website. But that will become so obvious that that's something we can address later. Let's wait until that's an awesome problem to have before we start worrying about it now. And I think I recommend that to most people. Do what you can right now. For the most part, you know, if you're just a regular business, you can usually worry about scaling later, because that will be an awesome problem that you'll have to solve. You'll have to solve the problem of how people can give you their money.
Yeah. And just really quickly, as a website designer person, I don't want to let, you know, my profession sort of be knocked around here. Just not that it is, but, you know, in the sense that there are businesses and there are people out there who, you know, you may be doing the wrong thing by going to a Squarespace or a Wix or something, but hopefully it should be fairly obvious. Like with us in our podcast, we certainly could have done a WordPress.com, excuse me, or a Squarespace or something like that. But we also had this unique problem where we wanted to be able to charge for content, and there aren't really any platforms that allow that. So for us, it made sense to go into WordPress and set something up ourselves on, you know, on our own hosting plan and things like that. For you, that may not be the case, but you should probably have a pretty good idea, you know, if Squarespace or something is a good fit, as opposed to finding a professional and that sort of thing, and actually, you know, paying out for a custom website.
Absolutely. I think that makes perfect sense. Like, find the right tool for the job. Just because one is cheaper than the other doesn't necessarily mean it's better. And of course, the opposite is often true as well. Just because something's more expensive doesn't necessarily mean it's the right way for you to go. I mean, that could be great for another episode. If you have a question about what type of website you should be pursuing, I mean, please, you know, send us an email at questions@notarealjob.com, and we can talk about that in a future episode. But what I want to do right now is talk about a little bit more about this conversation we had. We're getting a little late into this podcast, so I want to discuss how we got to how he's actually going to be managing his website and his Facebook, like what he's actually going to be putting on these things and why people are going to care about it. So the exercise, of course, and this is, if you have any marketing experience as well, you'll kind of understand where I'm going with this, but really starting with what sets you apart. Like I said, he does all this contracting. He can build houses and you know, build furniture. But what he's passionate about, I got him to just talk to me for a bit about what, you know, what makes him interesting or why he likes to do what, you know, he does. And he used the words creative solutions. His passion is going into someone's house where they describe a problem they're having, or, you know, someone will take them into their kitchen and say, this isn't working for me and I don't know why. Or I saw this great kitchen in this magazine, but, you know, I don't think I can do it in my house, but I really like the feel of it. And his passion is finding those solutions, is taking an example, you know, kitchen that someone saw on Pinterest and turning that into, you know, someone's dream kitchen in their home, fitting their needs. Or someone's got an issue in their home that he can build a custom piece of furniture to solve. That's what his passion is. So I decided that's, you know, creative solutions to renovations is where we're going to start. We're going to focus perfectly on that. If he can do super creative custom furniture and can remodel someone's kitchen, you know, based on a theme that someone's in love with, it will be assumed he can also hang a door and put a window in and help you with your general contracting needs. We don't need to be explicit about that. Again, this gets back to hyper focus. Let's deal with what we actually care about and want to do right now, and we'll worry about the bigger stuff later. So what we did is then went from there and started talking about different kind of types of content he could be doing that. So before and after photos, talking about problems he had and the creative solutions. Photos were really the big thing. So because he has very little time, a very simple solution to that is just get an Instagram account, link it to your website. I think Squarespace has a plugin where, you know, you can pull in an Instagram feed. It can also go to his Facebook page. And then, you know, in 2 seconds, he's taken a photo, written description, and it's everywhere. So that's kind of where we started with that. So I think the lesson from that is really finding out what you're passionate about and what sets you apart, and being able to write all your content for your website and your social media, all with that main theme in mind. Every single thing you do, ask, does this apply back to my main theme? And if it doesn't, well, then you don't have to write it today.
Definitely. It's so easy to get distracted, you know, not only by the tools, but also what you think you should be doing. Like in this case, it would be so easy to say, well, I need to do, you know, general contracting specific content. You know, I need to show that I can do all these different general contracting things. But if that's not really what you're passionate about, and if that's not really what you want to be selling, then you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't focus on that kind of content. You know, focus on what you care about, and what's actually going to be useful. You know, saying I can do this general contracting, you know, I can, I don't know, put up a light or something. That's not as useful as, and certainly not as special as, you know, I can solve your unique problem that you have, but you didn't think was solvable.
Exactly. And part of that goes back to what we talked about in the first episode is like, what is the business goal you're actually trying to achieve with whatever you're doing? For him, of course, he just wants more customers. And the good customers come from referrals, not from pitching on business that a bunch of contractors all have the ability to pitch on. Those are usually the more boring jobs. He wants the stuff where he did a great job for someone. Someone sees that and says, oh, I want to work with you too. So that's why we're going to focus on photos and what makes him unique. And then I asked him, you know, where do you want to see this going? Like, what does success look like to you? And we started, you know, talking about that. And basically it started coming more and more back to he wants to get to be more and more creative, get to be more and more strategic, and coming up with more and more creative solutions. So I said, well, why do your customers need to be based here? Right now, of course, all his customers are in the, you know, in the general area where we are. Isn't that a consulting thing you could do from anywhere? Couldn't you have a conversation with someone on, you know, somewhere in California about what they want to have done, and can't you just consult on that, work with their contractor to build it? And now we've got a goal for him. He loves that idea. And now not only do we have a narrative that everything's tying towards those creative solutions, but we also have a long-term goal. We're going to try to get it to a place where he's got a global audience of people who see him as an expert. And I think that's the great thing about what we're teaching people here, is like using the internet allows you to have a global audience and allows you to actually pursue the passion you have and not just the customers that are, you know, around your neighborhood.
Definitely. You know, it's contracting specifically, you know, it's a business that you wouldn't think would lend itself to the internet and internet marketing. But I think, you know, if you have those conversations with somebody, you know, even if you, the business owner, are the one who wants to be doing all this social media stuff, just find a friend and sit them down and talk about your business. Getting that out there and just saying it out loud can help you figure out exactly what you have in mind, having a springboard to brainstorm with and work with. So, you know, you don't get stuck in your current way of thinking, but they can help you sort of walk through and figure out exactly what it is you want to be accomplishing.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's really figuring out clear goals. I mean, the issue with doing stuff on the internet, which again kind of came out of this conversation about focus, was you can have so many ideas. And he's saying, well, I talked to someone that said I have to have a blog. I talked to someone that said I needed to be doing this. And it can be so overwhelming. But as long as you get back to what you're able to do today, what you have the time for, what you have the passion for, and what your clear goal is, and have a very obvious picture in your head of what success looks like, you're going to be fine.
And before you do anything, you know, have that goal in your mind to think, does what I'm about to do, does writing this blog post, does taking this picture, you know, does posting this Facebook status, does that somehow, you know, in a very direct way or as direct as possible, benefit me or get me closer to achieving that goal that you have? Because if it doesn't, if posting that picture or tweeting that tweet isn't going to help, it might not be worth doing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And look at the time you could save if you suddenly start cutting out all the things in your day that aren't worth doing.
Yeah. Or if you can have somebody else do them, you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So we're going to keep checking in on this this story and this this process over the next couple episodes, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So as things develop, definitely stay tuned, because, you know, this is a great case study of somebody in a very traditional brick and mortar sort of business. And it's kind of cool to see how Joel is going to help make that into a digital consulting empire.
Exactly.
No pressure.
Yeah. So on the next episode, what I'd like to talk about, again, we'll probably have another main topic, but part of our check-in on this specific thing next week will be the tools we're using to get him set up. So how we're going to be writing content, how he and I can be collaborating on his marketing so that he's really in control and it's something that he owns, but he's able to have collaborators like me who can kind of keep him on the right track and be helpful. So that's something that I think most people should find interesting, because it can be a little overwhelming. We wrote down all the things that, you know, he needed to do, and he kind of looked at me with this, so how do I do this? And I was like, no, don't worry. I've got a plan. So we'll talk about that plan next week.
Awesome. So I think we're just about at time. Just some quick housekeeping. If check us out at notarealjob.com. Hopefully, I think we're planning to charge for the second episode. I know the first one is going to be open for everyone. But if for some reason we aren't charging, definitely, you know, go on and sign up now, because I think from here on out, we're definitely going to be, you know, it's subscription only.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. We're on Twitter at NARJcast. Yes.
Yeah. NARJcast.
Yes, NARJcast. We weren't able to get Not a Real Job.
What are we going to call our fans? If we're the NARJcast, are our fans like
the Nargers?
Nargers?
I don't know.
That's... If you've got a suggestion, email us at questions@notarealjob.com.
Or join notarealjob.com. Get a subscription there. And we have a forum, so you can post in the forum. There. You can also send your questions in on the forum. You can yell at us there, all that good stuff. All right, so that is episode 2 of Not a Real Job, and I hope you all will join us next time as we, you know, go more into this contracting story and answer your questions.
Bye, everybody.
Ciao.